Carl Thomas reporting for EG. I'm here with Philip Lewis, property chief executive of the Kirsch Group. And we are standing here right before EG's first tech talk. And Philip, are you excited about this?
I'm definitely excited, Carl. It looks like a good group of people in a great building, which is definitely synonymous with the tech world. So hopefully, together with the other panelists, we can do justice to this environment.
So, Philip, what does the real estate tech investment environment look like right now? Is there a lot of interest? Is it growing?
Well, it's certainly growing, and there's certainly a lot of interest. But I think we still have to be sure that the investments can be proven to be sensible, logical, and ultimately make money. You know, we've seen lots of other industries benefit from huge digital change. Property's been slow to change, but right now there's huge interest in helping the industry modernize and ensuring that the people embrace so many of these new ideas.
So what are some of the trends that investors are betting on right now in real estate?
I think the most important thing for investors, certainly for us, is to be sure that we don't discard the old regime on the basis that the new digital world will be transforming everything that we've got to learn and love over many, many decades. So I think it's important that the new and the old work together to benefit the industry as a whole.
Are there any areas of prop tech that are sort of becoming saturated right now?
I don't think so. I'm not sure we've seen anything close to saturation. If we look at other markets, if we look at taxis and car hire, one used to just get in a black cab, and now you've got a whole plethora of choices from Uber and others who are without question saturating that market. I don't see that happening right now in property. Got a long way to go, because I think we are still finding our way as to what are the best tech solutions to help the industry modernize.
And how's the UK market doing compared to other markets in Europe or across the world?
Well, as always, we're probably behind America. Their market's so enormous, and ahead of most of Europe. I think Australia is looking a bit like the UK, lots of interest. I think English-speaking jurisdictions make it easier for investors to understand. So I would say the US, UK, Australia, Ireland, certainly busy. But this is a marketplace that can be replicated across the English-speaking world, and property and its investors have become incredibly international. So I see no reason why new tech businesses shouldn't be able to do the same.
Now, what's the next big thing that you're looking at right now in prop tech?
Well, we've got our hands full with Reala. We are one of the founder investors and significant shareholders in the business. Andy Miles and Ian Parry, the founders, doing a good job. We recently recruited Matt Glennie from JLL to help us with our sales. So I think we've got a very good management team. And the most important thing for us when we invest in new businesses, whether it's old world or new world, is the management. And I think that gets forgotten when tech investors look at these new opportunities. I think it's really important to have an industry focus and a tech focus in the business. And we've got that with Andy Miles, who was at British Land. He understands the property business. Ian Parry, the tech guy, for want of a better description, really understands the way the internet works, the way the digital world is growing. I think that, for us, was probably as important as the Reala business itself. And by way of a reminder, you know, Reala is a commercial property portal allowing buyers and potential tenants to find property that's readily available on the market through Reala without competing with the estate agents, the commercial brokers who are marketing those assets. So we're an additional tool to the landlords who are buying Reala and to the agents who've chosen to use it.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl. Looking forward to the morning.